There's the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, music by Felix Mendelssohn, the overture that he wrote for A Midsummer Night's Dream, bringing us to 9:33 this Thursday morning. It's 21 degrees, 23 with the Humidex. It's going to be a pretty nice day today, mainly sunny, going up to 27, Humidex making it feel like 29. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Ontario's eye care system has reached a breaking point and needs your support now more than ever. The Ontario Association of Optometrists are in the midst of a big campaign called Save Eye Care. With us to talk about it is the president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists, Dr. Sheldon Saliba. Good morning, Dr. Saliba.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about you?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
Excellent.
Tell us about the campaign and what is Save Eye Care?
So the campaign is saveeyecare.ca.
Right.
And it's an awareness campaign where we're trying to get a message out to the public about a desperate situation around primary eye care services that we're providing OHIP patients in the province.
Now, when you say, I mean, because are these OHIP benefits for towards, you know, getting your eyes checked, are they coming to an end? Are they at an end? Has the price not gone up? Or
they aren't at an end. But what this issue is about is 32 years of Ontario governments completely ignoring primary eye care services.
Right.
So back in 1989, we were being paid $39.15 for a basic eye examination.
Sure.
And in 2021, we're being paid $44.65. And that has resulted in inflationary pressures on our operating costs to deliver those services,
right,
way outstripping what the government is reimbursing.
Sure.
So what's ending up happening is there's such a huge gap that has been created because it hasn't been looked at, that people's eye care services are suffering because of that. And the system is broken and no longer sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why will the Ontario government not meet with you, not have a meeting to discuss all this? Why will they not engage?
You know, when they negotiated, they didn't negotiate. When they imposed agreements upon optometry services, there was no mechanism that was included for them to have to negotiate with us like they do with Ontario physicians,
sure,
or nurses or other public service providers.
Mm-hmm.
So it has allowed them to have very informal communications with us. We never have a formal binding process. And we're really asking for that type of equality because optometrists deliver over 4 million OHIP-insured eye examinations on an annual basis.
Sure.
And we form the backbone of the eye care system. We are primary care doctors, so that means that we are an easily accessible intake for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, we're delivering such a large public service that relationship between our profession and the government really needs to change.
And I'm betting that in the next little while, as COVID restrictions ease, that there is going to be a huge influx to optometrists because a lot of people have backed off on going to the optometrist through COVID-19.
There was certainly a slowdown over the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're really looking for the public and our patients' help.
Mm-hmm.
To get a very strong message to this government that these services that we're providing are critically important to people.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to be there and be able to take care of our patients.
Right.
And, you know, we have two very, what we believe are reasonable asks. We've been dialoguing with this government for over 12 months, so they're well aware of this issue. And we're just asking them to enter a formal negotiation process with us. And we're asking them to commit to delivering the operating costs of providing the service.
Right.
And Dr. Saliba, what happens if they don't?
You know, it would impact our most vulnerable patients. So children, seniors, and adults with medical conditions would be the ones that would not be able to come into our offices after September 1st. One thing that's really important to make clear to the public, why this is such an important issue, is after September 1st, if somebody has eligibility for an OHIP insured service, we aren't able to charge them privately or bill third-party insurance for those services.
Okay.
There's provincial legislation that prevents us from doing that. So it means that those people that I was mentioning would have no access to primary eye care services after September 1st.
Wow. I mean, surely that that very deadline should be a wake-up call to the government, shouldn't
it? You'd
think so. Well, you would think so, but we have been reaching out to them repeatedly to enter a dialogue, and they haven't communicated with us since December of 2020, so 6 months.
Wow.
And, you know, we made them aware that this was going to begin happening in March, still nothing, and so now we're moving into June, where in the 3 month countdown to it, and this is where we're making the public aware, and we really need the public's help to reinforce that this is going to be a hugely important issue, and they need to address it right away.
But I mean, in an effort to, I mean, if this doesn't work, in a way to hammer it home, do you have the capacity to go on strike?
Absolutely, like. Everybody that's providing public services, there's charter rights under the Freedom of Association that permit public service providers to binding formal negotiations, and that's nothing that has ever been provided to us,
right.
And it's really what we're asking for, because we want to have the quality of our eye care that we're able to deliver OHIP patients is suffering. Like, it really is. And we want to be able to deliver the quality of eye care services that the public in Ontario deserves.
Right.
And we want a sustainable system. And, you know, our operating costs to deliver these services, we're currently doing a cost analysis study that will be completed in the summer. We have some of the results are beginning to come in. Our costs are in the high $80 range in order to provide an OHIP service eye exam. We spend half an hour with the patient. You know, we're talking about, these are the costs to pay rent, to provide salaries to our employees, to pay utilities, to pay for equipment. And, you know, it's just gotten to a real breaking point where the gap is so huge, we can't sustain that any longer.
So what can we do to affect change? What do you need from us?
You know, we really need the public to tell their elected officials how important these services are.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about children being able to have their vision corrected and be able to learn properly in school.
Right.
We're talking about seniors being able to lead healthy, independent lifestyles because they can see properly, which prevents them from having falls. And like, vision really impacts seniors' quality of life.
Yes,
so,
sure.
You know, if the public, so you can go to saveeyecare.ca, very simply send an email that will go to your local MPP. It will go to Christine Elliott, Minister of Health, and it will go to Premier Ford. And it's like a 30-second thing. You put in your postal code, you hit send, a letter gets sent. And we're over 45,000 letters to these people in 2 weeks with this campaign.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. Okay.
The other thing, you know, if people, you know, call their MPP directly and tell them how important it is.
Okay.
Letters like op-ed editorials in local newspapers to get the word out, like the pressure has to be on the government to take action.
Okay. Dr. Sheldon Saliba, thank you very much for speaking about us with us this morning about this very important campaign. We've been talking to Dr. Sheldon Saliba about the Ontario Association of Optometry campaign to save eye care. So go to saveeyecare.ca and find out all about it.